first off, just how good does it feel to be back out on there, out on the field with all the guys?
Man, it's an amazing feeling. I was away for this game, I feel like, for too long. But that's part of the game. You get injured, and it's about how you respond and get back. And so I've been fortunate enough to get in a position where I'm back out there with my dogs.
And how do you feel?
I feel great. My body feels great. One of the unforeseen benefits of kind of not playing last season, I got a chance to kind of heal up the rest of my body as well. So I really do feel great. I'm looking forward to, the rest of this offseason, preseason, get going.
Did you watch last year what the whole thing went through and say to yourself, boy, I really could have helped?
I was definitely watching, and I definitely felt for the guys watching, how things went. But I definitely have a lot of confidence in my abilities and think I could have helped, but you never know.
Right. I mean, you said last week that if you're back to being your normal self, you can have a huge impact on the front seven. When you look around and see guys like Miles and some of the rookies last year that you didn't get a chance to play with, what do you kind of foresee for that front group?
There's a tremendous amount of potential for our defensive line. Those guys from last year, Nassib and Agba, like you said, Miles coming in, Larry, even a younger guy. There's a tremendous amount of potential out there, but there's definitely going to be a learning curve. We haven't worked together very long, and I haven't worked with them really at all yet. So we're going to have to, figure things out, figure out how to, kind of work together to get the team, the mission accomplished. But I think Clyde is doing a great job of that, and Greg is really the entire defense. I think we're really starting to flow together on the same page.
So where do you line up in this configuration? It's got to be somewhere inside, right?
Greg is good about putting players in the best position, even changing what he's doing in order to get the best result for the defense. So I think for the majority of the time I'll be inside, but I feel like there'll probably be some situations where I'll be outside too.
Yeah.
Hey, Des, you just mentioned a bunch of young guys,
mm-hmm.
and you've been around in the NFL for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
How serious is that leadership role for you, guiding all those guys?
it's huge to me. When I came into the league, everybody on the D-line was 5 years plus. Guys like Richard Seymour, Tommy Kelly, who've been around for forever, and they really helped me to be able to still be standing here today. So I realize the value in that, and I'm here to help make my team better. So if I can help take some of those guys under my wing, kind of coach them up, teach them a few things that I see that's differently than what they might be seeing right now. If I'm able to do that, we'll be a better team, and that's great for us.
I don't think we've seen you in any team drills. Are they just bringing you along slowly? Like, will you be ready to go when we get to training camp?
Yeah, coaches got a game plan for me, so I'm just following what they're telling me.
You expect to be ready to go week one or whenever you need to be ready to go. Is it fair to say?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, Des, so I know you just mentioned Greg Williams and puts guys in the right spot. Just what's your big picture view of him and what he's going to do to shape this defense and how we might see a change as a result?
Yeah, well, from day one, you walk in the meeting with Greg, you can just tell there's just a different swagger, a different attitude about him. And I think it's going to transfer over to the rest of the defense. His attention to detail, his real passion for what he's doing really, it really sets him apart from some of the other guys that I've been coached by. And so I think that's really translated onto the field as well. You can see it when you watch practice, It's the competition level out there. Guys don't want to do wrong. They're out there struggling, fighting to make sure they're doing the right thing. And anytime you have that kind of accountability on your team, you can definitely make great strides.
What was the rehab process like for you? Just how, I know it's long term, but how is it kind of building up to this point to get back?
Man, like you said, it seemed like forever. Man, it was just under a year ago when I got hurt, and I'm just getting back out here. So definitely took a long time. It's you got to, you know, they literally had to reattach my muscles. So you start from ground one, building back up, building to, you know, get into another point. Like I said, now I feel like I'm ready, so.
You said you were one of his guys when you were together in Oakland. Did you have that connection with him when you were out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I was still a young player in this league, but I was at the time I was running a scout team, so Hugh got to see me up close and personal every day in practice. And there's definitely a few times, you know, he had to stop things, and somebody blocked this guy. But you know, I appreciated that. And you know, after practice, he'd be like, you know, you're doing a great job out there. So you know, I really appreciated that. And beyond that, you know, I don't know. I just always had a special connection with Hugh.
Was that part of, I mean, I know the fact you couldn't play was frustrating, but not being able to be around him in kind of his first year here, was that a disappointment for you?
Yeah, I would have loved to be out there and be on the team with him and everybody else involved with it, you know. But again, that's part of the game. You get injured, and I've been fortunate for it to not be, you know, this is my first time something like that's happened, and hopefully never again.
Federer, good career. I mean, you're well thought of as a player. You had a big contract with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what made you not even hesitate and say, I'm definitely coming back, I'm definitely going to resume my NFL career? Because in some situations, you know, guys might contemplate, you know, is it worth the struggle, like you said, the year-long thing?
Right. I'm a competitor, man. I love this game. You know, long before the Browns ever paid me to play football, I was out there doing it for fun, for free. And so, you know, when that was taken away from me, you know, there's nothing I wanted more than to get it back. So, you know, it's a long process, but you're sitting in the rehab table, and you're thinking about that next time you get to get on the field and you get to see Big Ben on third down, first week of the season. So that was my motivation to get back. And you know, I've done some good things in this league, but I feel like there's still a lot left that I want to prove, and so. That's another motivation for me to get back out there.
Guys in the locker room have talked about how much things have changed under Hugh, the culture change. What's the difference between now and a year ago, and how have you noticed that coming back in?
A year ago, like today?
Yeah, like just the impact that Hugh's had in the last year or so.
I think that goes along with what I was saying about Greg, you know, that competition aspect. You know, I saw that starting on the offensive side of the ball last year and some on the defense. And now I see Greg in there and Hugh in there, you know, they're both very competitive, you know, kind of in your face coordinators who I think that's translating to the team. You know, you see guys out there barking a little bit more at practice, but you know, it's all in good fun. It's all in good competitive spirit, which is something that we absolutely need.
Yeah.